On the phone now is a movie director, Kevin Smith. He lives in Jersey. He has a comic book store. He somehow always gets Ben Affleck and Matt Damon to be in his movies. I don't know how.
Because he somehow had something to do with the getting Good Will Hunting made.
Oh, really? Well, if he must have like taken it from behind because they do every one of his movies. And those guys, you know, are big stars.
Yeah, now they are.
So, Kevin, we quite frankly, to be honest with you, I haven't allowed Kevin on in a while. In fact, the last three times he wanted to call in or come in, I said no.
Really?
Because I don't think people care about Kevin.
I'm sure they don't.
Yeah, I mean, I can almost guarantee they don't care, and I think most people don't even know any of his movies.
He's a very popular director.
He's a cult sort of guy. You know, there's a cult of people who love his movies.
Yeah, you know what? People in cults don't make money.
I bet he's got a lot of scratch, this kid.
No, in determining who's a guest, sometimes you have to sort of be known.
Right,
because people
absolutely.
Go, hey, maybe he's a fun guy, but...
He's no M. Night Shyamalan.
Right. In fact, if the interview gets real boring, I'm going to pretend like there's a bad connection.
And cut him off?
Cut him off. No, but anyway, but the son of a gun calls up and he goes, tell Howard I have tape of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez talking about him.
Really? So now he's got your interest.
Yeah, so I went, oh, really? Now that's an interesting angle. Because I know he wants to promote something.
Well, also was the guy responsible for that clown movie. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, that was some movie. That was
Vulgar.
Really Vulgar the Clown. Go rent that one. Kevin.
You are high, dude. I have not tried to call in since Vulgar.
Really? That's not, according to Gary, the last three times you tried to book an appearance, I wouldn't let you.
That is, what, in Gary's word, is law?
He's the guy who takes the call.
He says it. Yeah, listen.
What are we supposed to know?
Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
What is it, Gary? Am I wrong? If I'm wrong, tell me.
Kevin, when did I try to call in?
Kevin, no, I'm not picking on you or anything. It's not like that. You know, sometimes people call to book you. Maybe you don't know it. You got a movie out or you got a DVD release, and maybe you don't know that they're calling on your behalf. But
if I don't call myself, then by all means, ignore it. But the last time I called in was Vulgar, and you guys asked me to call in.
Yes, we did.
We did.
Because you were talking about the movie.
I know. Okay, so there are times. Now you got my interest.
So now that's interesting.
Now, according to what I know, you sent a letter saying, here's the tape of Ben Affleck and J-Lo talking about me.
No, I called Casey and I said I have tape of J-Lo and Ben Affleck talking about
me. All right. So we have the tape. I haven't heard it because part of the rules were that, A, I can't play it without Kevin setting it up, number one. And B, I can't listen to it ahead of time.
Okay.
But if it's not really them, I'm hanging up.
Is there a reason for that?
Were those the rules in the mythical letter that I sent?
It says, Casey, thanks for squeezing me in. Two rules. One, you can't let this get out. Two, you can't play it without me setting it up.
All right, I did send that letter.
You did?
It was a letter. It came with a CD.
Any questions, call me. Let me know what time to call in. It'll take me less than 5 minutes to talk about this. And the DVD I'm plugging, An Evening with Kevin Smith.
What am I plugging?
A DVD, Evening with Kevin Smith, available in stores now.
Oh, bingo. Boy.
Hey, Kevin, I love you. I invited Kevin to my...
What do you do in this Evening with Kevin Smith?
Yeah, what do we have to listen to? Tell me
what... to listen to? What, the clip that I sent?
No. What are you doing in your DVD?
It's 3.5 hours of me doing Q&A with college kids. Pretty funny.
That's funny?
It is funny.
So I got 3.5 hours you go on in this DVD? Where is this DVD? Do I have a copy of it?
Forget J-Lo.
I don't even want to hear the J-Lo thing. I want to hear what you're saying. What are you talking about?
3.5 hours.
What do they ask you?
How we filled 3.5 hours.
What do the kids ask you?
All number of things. It's all gossipy stuff.
Really?
Who are you?
Somebody asked me what you were like. I said, he's a kind man.
Up until today.
Now I can't wait to go back on the road and be like, that Jagoff. He said I tried to call him 3 times.
Well, we do, in all fairness, we do get calls from publicists. What is it, Dean? You want to talk to Kevin? Hey, we can recreate the DVD.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dean.
Yo.
Come on, talk.
Well, Kevin, I'm a fan of yours, man. Kevin said you weren't popular.
No. You know what I mean. He's not considered a mainstream director.
Well, you know, I was a big fan of Mallrats, Clerks. That was funny.
I'm not saying he's not talented. I'm just saying sometimes, you know, a lot of people don't know those movies.
Ben and Matt probably like them too. That's probably why they do it.
All right, okay.
I got to thank my dad for calling in. That was really
yeah, funny. That guy was fascinating.
Yeah, Mike, Tom.
I just bought the DVD of Bob and Silent J Strike Back.
You did?
Yeah, I love his movie.
Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, I've seen all your movies. You guys are great. You're like the Michael Moore of the 90s, Kevin. Okay. You're awesome, man. I love you. I love your stuff. And I saw you on Jay the other night. It was great.
Thanks.
There you go. Maureen, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, man. That show last night on the E! Channel was... That girl was a dog. It was a sexy concept, but she was a dog.
We're talking to Kevin Smith right now. Go ahead, Maureen.
Howard?
Yes.
How could you say that about Kevin?
What did I say?
Nice, he's such a great director.
I didn't say he wasn't a great director. Ho,
ho, ho.
Ho, 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 Santa.
Come here, honey.
I didn't say he wasn't a great director. I said a lot of people don't know his movies, and a lot of people don't know who he is, and it's sometimes you don't book him. That's all.
Okay.
Don't start in with me.
Well, I just don't, I think he is very relevant today.
Some of his movies I don't understand.
Howard is not right there in that
career of Jason Lee.
I think he is very relevant today. Jason Lee.
What about Jason Lee?
He got his career going.
Yeah. Okay, so what?
Thanks for that.
And some career it is.
So I got Reverend Bob Levy's career going. Who cares?
All right.
It's way more important.
Yeah. What is she talking about?
Who was the other guy that you were just playing in the World's Most Meanest Listener contest?
Yucko the Clown. Yucko the Clown.
That did sound like Uncle Floyd to me.
No, it was Yucko the Clown.
Are you sure it's Uncle Floyd?
Yeah, it's not Uncle Floyd.
Well, we don't know who's
Floyd
under the
Vivino.
I know who's under the makeup, but it ain't Uncle Floyd. All right, listen. So now I'm anxious to hear Kevin Smith's tape of J-Lo and Ben Affleck talking about me. Now, where'd you get... Set it up.
You want me to set it up?
Please.
This is dialogue from the movie. This is the first time these two characters meet, and this is what they say to each other.
All right. You ready?
Ready.
What movie is this?
This movie called Jersey Girl. It'll be out later this year.
And it's
next year.
And it's J-Lo and Ben Affleck?
Yes, sir.
And you directed them?
And wrote it, yes.
Wow.
Well, you are going mainstream now.
Well, I mean, I got it to be on the show, apparently.
Well, come on.
The clown rape movies didn't help, so now it's...
Those clown rape movies aren't happening.
Yeah, that's not going to be some kind of franchise.
All right, here they are.
I bet you're a big Stern fan.
She called him Stern. Most women I know call him that Howard Stern, or... That jerk, Howard Stern.
Well, you don't know the right women. Me, I don't get out of my car until Robin's done with the news. I've lost 3 jobs due to Stern-induced tardiness.
Wow. Did you write that?
I did write that. I feel differently now. Had I written that script today,
dude.
I'd be like, I don't get out of my car until I'm done listening to Imus.
I'm still a fan. I'm still...
Oh, dude. Why are you being like
You're
that?
You're a hurtful man. A hurtful man who fosters poor relations between the races.
he's gonna dub it now. It's going to say, I don't get out of my car till Elvis Duran gets done with the news.
I got to tell you, J-Lo's delivery is the best acting I've ever heard her do.
You like that?
Well, you're
what a man of strong integrity you are. A couple minutes ago, you're like, Kevin Stinks. And now you're like, well, that's some good delivery.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrific.
But we thought it was...
You got spied, dude. Way to stick to your opinions.
We thought it was the people, J-Lo and Ben Affleck, saying it, but it was the characters in the
movie.
It's
the characters, yeah. Right.
The only way she would say Howard's name is if it was written.
Right.
There was never an argument about saying that line. They happily did those lines. That was my little homage to you.
Well, thank you, brother.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, brother. Boy, oh boy, brother.
Hey, Cabby has a question for you. What is it, Cabby?
Hey, Kevin.
Yes?
Is it true that Ben Affleck, were you at the New Year's party last year with Ben Affleck?
At Howard's?
No.
I was at Howard's New Year's party last year.
He was with me.
Well, the rumor has it last year at some New Year's party that Ben Affleck was last year. He was wrestling with one of his friends and his wig fell off and he begged everybody not to tell anybody.
He maintains that story, there's no validity to that story.
Well, we're trying to validate whether it's a wig or not, and I got a lot of money riding on it, and
Kevin's
I need to know the truth.
Having seen that
Kevin's
hair and at work and under the comb of a makeup and hair people, that's real hair.
Cabby's obsessed with that.
Yeah.
I don't even know why.
That was
like
one of the most insane rumors I've ever read online. That dude's hair is all real.
Is it? Yeah, I've heard that rumor, and I've even considered that he does wear a toupee or some sort of hair fill-in, but...
I've looked very closely, and I don't think it's true.
Cabby's building...
If they are indeed plugs, they are the most expensive plugs you've ever seen in your life.
Cabby builds his whole show around it.
I know.
Yeah. All right, Kevin. The new DVD, An Evening with Kevin Smith, is available in stores now.
Right now. Go out and get it.
It's you.
Howard, you are now obligated to buy at least one yourself.
I will buy it and I will watch it.
Actually, I was going to get that tip for you as a Christmas present, Howard. That was your Christmas present.
Terrific. Now I don't have to go buy it.
It's fun. There's some. I think you'll dig it. There's comic book stuff on it. Talk about Superman.
Kevin and I have a lot in common, actually.
That's, yeah, with the comic book stuff.
Because Kevin was freaked out that I invited him to my New Year's party last year, and I was like, I like Kevin. I mean, Kevin's into comics. I'm into comics. He's into, like...
fooled me this morning, dude.
Oh, get over it. You know my show.
Yeah, I do know your show.
Dude, I'm honest. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we book you. You had something good going on, so we booked you.
In all fairness, the only time I've ever been on the show is any time that I've wanted to be on the show, or tried to be on the show.
Exactly.
You guys were very good
about
having me on the show.
Most directors don't get on this show at all.
I know. I hear you. You don't. I'm not complaining.
It's just you and M. Night Shyamalan, and the reason Shyamalan gets on is because he's an Indian, and I can do all my Indian jokes.
Correct.
Have you had M. Night on the show?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Many times.
He came. We were shooting.
Many times I call into Howard Stern's. I like it. I love it. I love it. So
I
much.
Had to plug in my movie.
He plugged my movie.
I've been late on the set because Stern induced tardiness.
Next movie, Artie and J-Lo.
There you go. Hey, bring J-Lo and Ben in the studio, will you?
What about believe me, I will try when the movie comes. I will try.
That would be a good interview.
I'm sure they're lining up for that interview right now.
And you know what I'll do? I'll ignore those two and just talk to you. All right, later, Kevin.
Bye-bye.
Kevin Smith, everyone. Check out his new DVD, An Evening with Kevin Smith, available in stores now, especially if you want to go into the business. You can learn all about it from Kevin. I guess.
He said it was gossipy.
Thanks for that tape, Kevin. More importantly, thanks for the career of Jason Lee.
Yeah.
For all of America.
Yeah, we all want to thank you for Jason Lee.
I bet you're a big Stern fan.
She called him Stern. Most women I know call him that Howard Stern or that jerk Howard Stern.
Well, you don't know the right women. Me, I don't get out of my car until Robin's done with the news. I've lost 3 jobs due to Stern-induced tardiness.
Wow.
I think that scene needs some music.
Fred, can you put music behind that scene and I'll replay it? Robin seems to feel it needs to be scored.
It needs something.
It's a little flat.
I don't like her accent in that.
I bet you're a big Stern fan.
She called him Stern. Most women I know call him that Howard Stern or that.
Where's the music? Oh, you're not ready. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You can't score a movie just like that.
It takes 2 seconds.
It should only take 2 seconds to score.
I bet you're a big Stern fan.
She called him Stern. Most women I know call him that Howard Stern or that jerk Howard Stern.
Well, you don't know the right women. Me, I don't get out of my car until Robin's done with the news. I've lost 3 jobs due to Stern-induced tardiness.
Didn't help.
See, I think it got a little better. That may not be the exact music, but it was better.
I think it'd be better if she was...
Now, that scene needs music. You know, like, it's really funny how some scenes in movies don't need music. Like, for example, this scene right here doesn't need music. Yeah, but you know what scene I'm talking about? Like, this scene doesn't need music. Wait.
See,
no music.
Oh, God, no more.
Yeah.
No.
Look at
the
camera.
Yeah. Oh,
that's gross. See, that one stands alone. You don't need anything.
Yeah, you don't need a bed behind that.
But most scenes need music.
I bet you're a big Stern fan.
She called him Stern. Most women I know call him that Howard Stern or that jerk Howard Stern.
Well, you don't know the right women. Me, I don't get out of my car until Robin's done with the news. I've lost 3 jobs due to Stern-induced tardiness.
See? Scott, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, my man?
Hey. Okay, this is where you talk.
Yep.
Okay,
anytime.
Go ahead.
Howard.
Yes?
What's going on, Scott, in Boston?
Okay, Scott, what's up?
Have you seen Christina Aguilera in the new Maxim yet?
Yes, I have.
Oh, yeah, you did talk about that a lot.
She looks smashingly good.
Unbelievable. Have you seen, does she looks like she's in Playboy.
Oh, she's a hot
person. Doesn't she?
Ass. I think she's hot.
Now I know you're a huge fan. I remember. I don't know if you were a fan of her or Britney Spears more.
No, Britney Spears has got cankles and big, thick legs. I like, I'm a Christina Aguilera
you're a Christina guy.
Yeah. I like the way she looks. I like that dirty, filthy whore look.
Are you into that little piercing down there, too? Because you know she has that done.
Well, the piercing thing, I don't care. I don't know when to understand why a woman would pierce her vagina. She has to be really mentally ill to do that.
I'm not really big on that myself.
Me neither. But you know what? Maybe mental illness in her case is attractive.
Yeah, you know?
But she's a dirty pig. And
what?
Yeah, I mean, she's piercing her vagina. And she wants to be naked, and she's wearing, like her ass cheeks are sticking out of her short shorts. I mean, she's a filthy, dirty little pig.
Well, I think she's pushing that envelope with the trying to be outraged, you know, like the Madonna thing, like trying to be racier than everyone else.
Yeah, but meanwhile, if Christina Aguilera's video comes on, I can't turn the goddamn thing off because she's almost naked. So she's smart.
But you might as well just watch Cinemax with the porno at night.
But Britney Spears is like, I don't know, she's like a kid.
Do you know yet what what Christina is singing about?
No.
Do you
the tune? No. That's not why you buy her or look at her stuff. You just watch her undress until she's done moving, and then you just leave.
In fact, I like that her album isn't selling, because that's going to make her even more of a
She'll
pig.
Get more
right.
She's going to actually have to end up on this show next time around.
I bet.
Yeah.
It's about time.
How long you give until she's in Playboy?
Oh, I mean, a year.
At least. The most.
Right. All right, thank you.
All right, thanks.
By the way, you mentioned Playboy earlier, and Tia Carrera?
Yes.
How old is she?
I don't know, but she looks awesome in Playboy. I don't know how much of that's airbrushed, but God damn, she's all of a sudden comfortable with her body, she said, because she's now divorced. Meanwhile,
she hasn't had a divorce.
She hasn't had a movie in a while. That's why
she's all right.
You know, all of these women at a certain age, and I'm trying to figure out exactly what the age is.
The age where they don't get called for movies anymore.
They wind up in Playboy.
Fred wants another shot at a music selection.
All right.
I have two more.
I bet you're a big Stern fan.
She called him Stern. Most women I know call him Fat Howard Stern or that jerk Howard Stern.
Well, you don't know the right women. Me, I don't get out of my car until Robin's done with the news. I've lost 3 jobs to the Stern-induced tardiness.
Nice. It's the part where they go running together in the park. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to come back with the world's meanest listener.